Momentum appears to be building for tougher UN weapons inspections as an alternative to war against Saddam Hussein's Iraq. Today, China joined France, Germany, and Russia in promising to work for a new inspections regime. But if there was forward movement to this initiative, there was no movement at NATO. Despite American outrage, France, Germany, and Belgium are still blocking any NATO efforts to protect alliance member Turkey in the event of war. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
A day after French President Jacques Chirac secured Russian agreement for tougher inspections, China lent its weight to the anti-war initiative. Chirac received promises of support from Chinese Premier Jiang Zemin on the phone today. That makes three out of the five permanent members of the UN Security Council saying war should be avoided at all costs. The countries want more weapons inspectors, more spy planes, and a tighter policing of the UN embargo against Iraq. These proposals were worked out behind the back of America's most faithful European ally, Britain. British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw charged they wouldn't work.
If Saddam bows to the United Nations demands and cooperates promptly, what is the need for a greater number of inspectors? But if he maintains his refusal to cooperate, how will higher numbers of inspectors help?
Instead, Britain is reported to be working on a second UN resolution on Iraq that would authorize war. Diplomatic sources say it will likely be put forward on Friday, right after the UN weapons inspectors make their next report. But with the peace initiative of the French, Russians, Germans, and now Chinese, the British resolution may face competition. A German official said today he thinks a majority of nations on the UN Security Council will ultimately support the initiative. Reinhard Hesse, an advisor to the German Chancellor, said every possible step must be taken to avoid war.
The German side strongly believes in the possible success of inspections. It knows from experience that this might require some time, that it might require more efforts.
So there are signs of a potential showdown at the UN. The US and Britain could back a resolution paving the path to war. France, China, Russia, and Germany would defend inspections to disarm Iraq. Each side would be armed with a veto. Russian President Vladimir Putin told French TV tonight that he might use his country's veto if he thought the use of force wasn't justified. French diplomats say until the diplomacy plays out at the UN, NATO will likely remain deadlocked over whether to begin war planning. Today, NATO ambassadors were summoned to overcome their differences after France, Belgium, and Germany vetoed a U.S. request to help Turkey in case of war. The mood was so bad it took hours for the ambassadors to begin formal discussions. When they did meet, it was for 20 minutes, said NATO spokesman Yves Baudeur.
The meeting was short, as I said, because we're not yet in a position where actually nations, NATO allies, can arrive at a conclusion.
The diplomatic paralysis at NATO has drawn sharp words from President Bush, as well as Secretary of State Colin Powell. He addressed the Senate Budget Committee today. Powell put the blame for the current transatlantic tensions on those NATO members he said would not meet their responsibilities.
We're not breaking up the alliance. We're just making sure the alliance, both the UN alliance and the NATO alliance, deals with its responsibility and remains relevant to the task put before it.
The problem is there is disagreement about what that task is: disarmament by force or inspections. NATO diplomats will be consulting over the phone with each other tonight, but they saw little point in another formal meeting. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.